One of the most important thing you can do in your setting to prevent bullying, discrimination, and harassment is to create an inclusive environment. So, for example, select multicultural images. Make sure that the posters and the pictures, the books, the toys, the music, dolls, and other materials are diverse in terms of race, ethnicity, gender, age, family situation, disabilities, and so forth. As you look through the presentation today, you'll see a lot of different representation of different ethnicity, gender, age, and so forth. You should be doing this in your classrooms as well, or learning spaces as well. Varied representations are not only important for making diverse student population feel included, they're important to teach homogeneous student population about the world beyond their classroom. For example, if you look at the picture on this slide with the Asian students in the bottom, again, how are they going to learn about other cultures if they live in the neighborhood where they only see people of their own ethnicity or race? How are they going to learn about others, again, if they're not introduced to those situations? So again, even as for African American students, if they've never been to an Asian neighborhood or met Asian people on that level, how are they going to connect with them if in the real world they might have to work or go to college with people of different background? Again, just introducing those images, family situation again can make a difference, especially for different groups that might not be exposed to other ethnic groups and so forth, or diversity. Select diverse representation. Avoid having only one or two tokens in a particular group, and vary the roles depicted for each group. For example, show women and men doing jobs inside and outside the home. Likewise, show different family configuration, including single-parent families, extended family, multiracial family, adopted family, families with lesbian or gay parents. So again, diversify everything so that everyone feel included. You can't just, for example, speak of a mother and father, and then there's a lot of children or even one child in the room with a single parent that feel out of place because of that. Beyond classroom should reflect diversity. Make sure that your school library, so again, your classroom shouldn't be it's in a world of its own. It should be included in the greater world, meaning the world of your school, meaning your library, the corridors, everything should also be diverse. It shouldn't only be in your classroom. Whatever representation, it should be for the entire school, not just for one classroom. Other teachers, your classroom should be representative as well. So either buying new material that show people from a variety of background or situation, or by adding people to existing material, having student paint them in, for instance. What are some of the other types of family that there is? Again, and then add them in. That will also create that inclusive environment.